AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The FBI will hold a news conference this afternoon, during which we expect to learn more about yesterday's killings in Chattanooga.
Certainly the investigation is still young. It's going to take a lot of time.
Former FBI official Sean Henry tells the Today Show that the Bureau will focus on now-dead shooter Mohammed Yousef Abdulaziz, and whether he or anyone he knew might have been planning more attacks.
When you look at the target being a recruiting station, you look at the weapons that were used, some of the writings that have not yet been confirmed but may be attributed to him that have some type of religious overtones demonstrating his convictions to Islam. You look at all of that and it appears perhaps that's an avenue, obviously, that's going to be pursued.
This morning we're learning that Abdulaziz may have been arrested in Tennessee, where he lived in April, on a drunk driving charge. We're also being told by law enforcement that as of right now, they have not uncovered evidence suggesting that he was directly inspired by Islamic militants. But the official says the review is continuing. The Obama administration is pushing back against critics who say the U.S. missed an opportunity to bring home four Americans held captive in Iran. Secretary of State John Kerry said this morning the U.S. brought up their plight at every meeting that took place during the talks that yielded a nuclear agreement with Iran recently. The housing industry is betting that all those jobs that are being created will mean more renters. Builders broke ground on apartment complexes last month faster than at almost any time in the past 28 years. Rising gasoline prices have pushed inflation up a little bit. The government says consumer price index rose 0.3% last month. This is AP Radio News. A black woman who authorities say hanged herself in a Texas jail cell had posted an online video earlier this year saying she was a little depressed, though her family says they don't believe Sandra Bland killed herself. Waller County, Texas DA Elton Mathis says there is jailhouse video showing the entrance to the cell.
We have reviewed the video, and at no point in the video does it appear that anyone goes into that cell and harms her in any way.
Bland was arrested in Prairie View, Texas, after a traffic stop. The government has shut down a Miami area blood bank for now after finding that it didn't make much of an effort to notify donors who may have tested positive for HIV. The president of the company, called U.S. Blood Bank, says they may be at fault, but she says they didn't want donors to be scared. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.